This is Powering Michigan's Future. Brought to you by the National Electrical Contractors Association of Southeastern Michigan and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 58. The best contractors, the best electricians, period. Here's Ken Rogulski.
On tonight's edition of Powering Michigan's Future, we'll look ahead at the preparations for the North American International Auto Show and talk with Michael Richard, business manager of IBEW Local 58, and Tom Mittelbrunn, executive vice president of the National Electrical Contractors Association, about what goes on behind the scenes to prepare for the auto show. We'll talk with Warren Wintermantle, the vice president of the commercial MEP group for the Conti Corporation, and Bill Stevenson, general manager of Conti HTE, who are managing the electrical setup for the show. And we'll hear about the great things happening at Cobo with Claude Molinari, general manager for Cobo Center. WJR's Powering Michigan's Future, brought to you by the National Electrical Contractors Association of Southeastern Michigan and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 58. And it's coming up next on News Talk 760 WJR.
It's Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. Once again, here's Ken Rogulski.
Welcome to WJR's Powering Michigan's Future. We kick off tonight's show with Michael Richard, business manager of IBEW Local 58, and Tom Mittelbrunn, executive vice president of the National Electrical Contractors Association of Southeastern Michigan. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, guys, and before you know it, Happy Auto Show.
That's absolutely right.
Merry Looking Christmas. Forward to it.
Merry Christmas to you. Mike, most people don't realize what it takes to pull off a North American International Auto Show. It's quite an undertaking.
Absolutely, and it's one. It's a challenge that we look forward to every year. I know the members get excited about it as we get closer and closer. They get ready to get out there on the show. So people don't understand it starts with an empty floor out there, empty ceiling. The lighting trusses are the first things to go. We get those all put together, all wired up, all lighted up. We get them up in the ceiling. And there's this massive tonnage up there in the ceiling. People don't understand the magnitude of what goes up there. And then as the booth build-outs go, it just gets more and more interesting, especially as these booths change every year. The auto dealers, the manufacturers bring in different displays, so it's a new challenge every year.
So it's not the same pattern as the year before.
They usually change, especially with the technology and the lighting technology and the advanced controls. Mm-hmm. So things change from year to year, and it's a good challenge, and it keeps things fresh.
Some people think, oh, the show's ready to go, but when you walk through Cobo, it doesn't look like it's ready.
No, it's one. And so I say, and we did the time lapse a few years ago to give people an inside look on what it is. You start with an empty floor, and then by the time the public walks through there. And the press the week before, it's just an amazing display. When, as soon as you open the doors,
boom.
Welcome.
It's showtime.
Yeah.
Tom, you've been down at Cobo recently. What does the stage floor look like right now? What kind of work is going on?
It is incredibly busy. All the rigs, all the workers are out there just putting everything up. You can see it starting to take shape. As Mike mentioned, that time-lapse video, that was very interesting to watch it from start to finish, in like 2 minutes. But to me, it's looking great. I'm really excited to see the new designs for this year.
A couple of weeks ago, this reporter walked through, and they were just starting to lay the 3/4-inch plywood on the floor, the subfloor for the decking, and then the show floor goes on top of that. So they're starting to make some progress.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I'm sure it's going to be incredible, just like it was last year.
Is this like 5 days a week, 7 days a week, 6 days a week work right now?
I'm going to have to defer that question to our contractor, but I think certainly when it gets closer, they put a lot of people on there to get the job done.
So what are your folks working on right now?
Well, Conti Electric is our signatory contractor, and they're performing design, planning, project management, installation, anything the customer needs to make sure the power for the show is distributed safely, and of course the job gets done on time.
Gotta have the lights on.
Yeah,
have the lights on. Michael, the auto show is really what they call an on-demand type of project. What does that really mean?
Well, this is a challenging part of doing the show, and we work closely with Conti and HTE out there to make sure that we meet their demands. So the manpower needs change drastically throughout the day, several times a day. So there's constant communication between the employer and the union hall, and we need to make sure that we're able to fit those manpower needs on a day-to-day basis.
How does the staffing work for a show like this, like an event like this?
Well, each display is different, and each display has got a company that runs that build out. So they communicate with the supervision over at Conti, and then Conti relays that message back over to us on exactly what they're going to need on a day-to-day basis. So that the manpower needs change so drastically, and it all depends on what stage that booth's in.
I heard that they actually start putting the show together, the base floor and everything together in Cobo, in October. Is that really true?
Yeah, towards the latter part of October. You're getting the, and like I said, it's getting those big lighting rigs up into the air so they can do everything else that has to happen on the floor.
And all of those lighting trusses and all the lighting fixtures literally hang from the ceiling?
Absolutely.
And you got to wire that?
Well, you try to get as much as you can done on the floor, then you get it up there. There's a little bit of an inside scoop there.
And that's a tall ceiling, too. It takes a long ladder to get up there.
You don't want to do it after the fact. You want to get it done before you get that rig up in the air. And there's a lot of engineering that goes into that. People don't understand that. There's a lot of tonnage that's up in that ceiling.
Sure is. You've been doing this show for quite a while, both of you guys. Is this gotten any easier, or has it gotten more complex with the different kinds of designs and with the different kinds of settings going on and the different kinds of power demands?
Well, I got to work on the auto show once.
I mean, as a laborer?
Yeah, well, as an electrical worker, and one thing I can tell you from being there these last few years is the complexity and the technology that now goes into these. And to me, it would be very exciting to be working on those, you know, on this show and on those displays.
So you wouldn't mind being back on the floor, then?
Well, I tell you, my skill level is not what it used to be because those, you know,
whose is as you get older.
Well, electricity is dangerous and complicated, and these electrical workers are very qualified.
Before we run out of time, anything you can tell us that's going to be new and improve, something you really want to get your eyes on when you get into this year's show?
I'd just say look at the lighting. The lighting is constantly changing, and as we've seen last year, what they did in a lot of those column lightings was absolutely amazing when you go in there and look at that LED technology. So I would expect every year that advances. So I would just tell people to keep an eye out for the new advances in LED technology and what they can do with those lights.
It's so bright when you walk inside. It looks like you can almost shoot a movie.
I'm sure you could. Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on there in terms of video during the auto show. So
stick with us, guys. We'll be back with more of Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR.
This is Powering Michigan's Future on WJR. Here again is Ken Rogulski.
Welcome back to WJR's Powering Michigan's Future. We continue our discussion tonight with Michael Richard, business manager of IBEW Local 58, and Tom Middlebrun, executive vice president for the National Electrical Contractors Association of Southeastern Michigan. Michael, you worked at Cobo for the auto show before in your younger days. What was it like?
Well, back when I worked there, it was before the improvements that they made there. So
is that when the roof still leaked and the doors were open?
The roofs leaked, the pipes were breaking, and we didn't have the power readily available like they have now. Well, the improvements they made, the power's distributed much better. So back then, those press events were probably the most interesting things because you were running around underneath where nobody can see you, dragging transformers and switching things out at the last minute to make sure that those press events went on without a hitch. And I'm proud to say we didn't miss one, but there was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that went on behind the scenes. So it's now with the improvements, that was key. What the authority did down there, making those decisions and those commitments to improving Cobo is key to getting the show pulled off now.
I mean, it almost looks like an entirely brand new convention center.
Absolutely. And, it was such an important show to have it in the city every year. So, again, I applaud the authority and the governor for making that call to put that together and really to make the commitment and the investment into Cobo Hall because it's such a key point in the city.
And you're not pulling around cables and moving transformers at the last minute to get the power in the right area anymore.
Yeah, it's a lot nicer now. It's a lot more comfortable during those press events.
I bet it is. Tom, how important is the auto show to Detroit, the region, and specifically your guys, your members?
Well, this is a global event, and the world is watching. And it's a great opportunity for our contractors and electrical workers to show. Well, they show off how they can manage and install the work on this sort of show that is so big and has so much complexity.
You know, some people say Detroit in square footage is not as big as like L.A. or New York, but from a complexity standpoint, some of the displays that we have far exceed what you see on the coasts.
Yes, and I actually like the way they use our whole facility, that new, I want to call it the showroom, but the banquet facility. It's just a fantastic area for the event. They can have live entertainment and the lobby area going down to the river. They just did a great job with that facility.
I mean, even the press reveals where they have you go down the two or three flights of stairs and they have the Car and Truck of the Year awards on the bottom. I mean, it's Hollywood. It really is. Tom, we wrap up 2016. How do you see the construction market for this year finishing, and how do you feel 2017 is going to shape up? How's it looking so far?
Well, the projects being done on the waterfront, the Woodward Corridor, renovations of existing and historical buildings, that's all very heartwarming and exciting for us. And you mentioned the new Cobalt Hall, and Cobalt Hall is a shining example of the quality and excellence of work being built in the city of Detroit. But we're very encouraged by the development, not only in the city, but in the entire region.
I mean, if you look, there's a new hotel right across the street. A major auto supplier is moving into the old Lafayette building next to the fire station. The fire station is becoming something new. It's like a whole new town downtown.
It is, and I really like to see those old historical buildings. In my previous job in the electrical industry, we were in the book tower for 50 years.
Wow.
And, you know, that closed, and now it's being renovated and brought back to life, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they do and how they restore it to its old glory.
It gives you something to look forward to.
Yes.
Michael, how important are the skilled trades workers like electricians to the success of the North American International Auto Show?
The skill sets that my members possess, it's absolutely vital to pulling that show off. And I say it every year and every chance I get. I have the honor and the privilege of representing the best electricians on the planet. I'll admit to being biased, but I stand by it, and I think our skill sets prove it. So having the highly trained electricians out there pulling this show off is absolutely vital, because like I said before, technology changes on an annual basis, and my members are able to roll with those changes and get these things installed right and installed safe, because remember, this is going to be a public show, and safety is key. You know, the general public's going to be walking through there, so you got a massive amount of power that's distributed around in there, like power in a small city. It's done in a small period of time, and it's all done professionally and in a safe manner where the general public can walk through.
All in one building, too. It's not
all
spread out. Yeah, and don't forget, too, media previews the week before, 5,000, 6,000 reporters and journalists from all over the world are coming to Detroit to take a look at this, so the power's got to be there.
Absolutely, and again, it's such a proud event for us every year, so it's great. And like I said, it's my honor to represent those fine men and women that pull that off every year.
You know, 2016 was a pretty good year for the car business. You guys had a pretty good year too. What do you think 2017 is gonna look like?
Well, like Tom pointed out, there's a lot of interesting and exciting development going on in the city. We're looking at a lot of investment and development going on in the auto plants around the area, which is always great. And hopefully, we're looking at a bridge starting to progress across the river there.
Keep your fingers crossed.
So there's a lot of projects, and plus we'll be wrapping up a new arena for the Red Wings. Little Caesars Arena will be wrapping up, and all the ancillary projects that are going on around the arena, it's just exciting. There's a lot of work going on. So 2017, God willing, is going to be just as good, if not better, than 2016.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. Michael, Code of Excellence, what is that?
So Code of Excellence is a program that started at our international level, and it's It's basically a commitment that the men and women in the IBEW have put in writing, and they sign on to this, and telling the customers that we're going to be out there, we're going to be fit for duty, we're going to give you a solid day's work for a good day's pay, we're going to live up to the professionalism and the standards that the IBEW has stood for over 125 years now.
So how does this benefit a project that's going to be under construction soon?
So it's a commitment, and we let the employers know that here's what our members have committed to do. We're going to show up fit for work every day, and there's going to be no work stoppages. We're going to show up and do what we're supposed to be doing, and it's an easy commitment for my members to make because they are the best, and this is just another way to showcase it. So it's a great program. We're excited about it. Matter of fact, the new Code of Excellence in Construction, the very first project was rolled out at the Little Caesars Arena. So it's exciting for us to have that first one here in Detroit, and it's going great.
And you're going to have not one but two tenants in that building, so that makes it even more doubly exciting.
Absolutely.
You know, you guys have been around for a while. You grew up here. Do you remember your first time going to an auto show when you were a little kid? What was it like?
Well, I do remember going there as when I was a teenager. And I'm sure I didn't have my driver's license yet because I was looking at all the cars I hope to have. And I love the sports cars, and I still do.
Michael, did you go to the auto show when you were a little guy, too?
Yeah, I think I was a little bit younger. And I think the most vivid memory I have is getting separated from my dad and my brother and just seeing the coat. The same leather coat, which I thought was my dad's, and I ran up and grabbed it, and it happened to be a completely different gentleman. So I have great memories, but that's the one that sticks out the most.
But now look at the show from what it was when you guys went. It's an entirely different show. It's like
absolutely.
Star Wars.
Absolutely. Just cars on carpet back then with some lights and some models now to these elaborate booth build-outs, multi-levels. It's light years. A difference.
Do you have a favorite part of the auto show this year?
Well, this year, I hope to not go back in there until it's finished because I really want to be surprised and excited. But
you don't want to see it built out, then, do you?
Well, I mean, not before it's ready to go. I already saw it, when we were down there a couple weeks ago. And although I do enjoy the charity event, I think it's great. Last year we were there and had a lot of participation for a great number of charities. And that's very exciting. And I like seeing my sweetheart all dressed up.
Oh, it's coming. It's right around the corner. Guys, thank you very much. Have a great auto show. And stay tuned for more of Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR.
It's Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. Brought to you by the National Electrical Contractors Association of Southeastern Michigan and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 58.
Welcome back to WJR's Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. Tonight we look ahead to the North American International Auto Show, focusing on preparations at Cobo Center underway right now. We welcome Warren Wintermantle, Vice President of Commercial MEP Group for Conti Corporation. Warren, good to have you.
Thank you.
What's MEP stand for?
Mechanical Electrical Plumbing.
And we welcome Bill Stevenson, General Manager of Conti HTE. Bill, good to have you.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
And HTE stands for?
High Tech Electric. Conti teamed up with a company, another trade show electrical contractor. Their name is High Tech Electric.
Good to have you both. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and before you know it, it'll be Happy Auto Show. Huh?
That's right. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Warren, first of all, tell me a little bit about Conti, what you guys do. I see your signs on just about every building going on through the metro area and downtown these days.
So Conti Corporation is a full mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and fire protection company. Industrial work, commercial work, service work, all over the country. Our headquarters are here in Sterling Heights, Michigan. So anything that has to do with really what goes into walls or ceilings, with security, audiovisual, electrical, plumbing, fire protection,
wow.
We do it all.
You got it.
Yeah.
That's a lot to do. Bill, you're on site at Cobo Center every day, heavily involved in the project. So how does this all come together? When do you start planning, and what do you need at the site to start the job and get it going?
We start to receive real power requests in approximately September, plus or minus. And those are people usually that are moving in the earliest. So we start to process the information around that time. Well, there's a considerable amount of distribution equipment that we need, transformers, panels, cable. We have all but a small amount of the cable that we need to do the auto show, and we are able to store it every year.
So you use the same stuff?
Basically? We do. You know, there's some maintenance required,
right.
You know, replace a cable end or a cable or regular maintenance on transformers, but we have it. We have it on site.
Does the demand for power vary from year to year, or does it just keep going up and up?
Well, this is our third year, and in the 3 years that we've done it, it's gone up slightly. But the demand is approximately the same. The layout changes a little bit. Last year was a new setup for the floor. This year is approximately the same, but they tweak things. Each of the display houses and lighting companies tweak things each year.
You know, you go through Como every now and then, and you see what's going on, and you just marvel, because one day it's all crates, the next day the floor is going up, they got the lights on, they're testing. How do you guys keep this all together?
Well, for us, we receive orders from each of the contractors that require power, and they let us know. They give us a schedule, dates and times, and electricians that they'll need. So being that we've done this a few times, we pretty much have that process down. We work very closely with Local 58 when it comes to the electrician requirement to put together the manpower for the event. But that's something that we deal with on a daily basis, and it's constant communication with the customer to make sure that we have the right amount.
I can only imagine. Warren, does the average auto show person come in, look up in the ceiling, and realize what it takes to put this all together and what the power demands are?
Oh, I can't believe they do. It's an incredible amount of power. We're using probably around 70,000 amps at 208 volts.
70,000?
70,000, which we own, equate to about 760 single-family homes.
700.
Just so it's a lot of power.
Just for one show in one building.
Correct, yeah.
Wow.
So it's a lot of power, a lot of wiring. You know, it's an incredible undertaking in a really short amount of time.
Do you guys do a dress rehearsal before the show starts building out to make sure everything works the way you want it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, after we're done building the displays, they go through a checkout by the vendor, typically. I mean, we're there for support. But, yeah, everything's, as far as all the lighting, which is the main part of the show, really, other than the cars, the lighting is our biggest portion of the work.
We walked through one time, we were doing a story out there, and this was aiming day, where they aimed the lights at the cars. They were covered up, they took the cover off just to make sure the light was on. Do your folks do that too?
Oh yes, yeah, we assist in all that work. Yeah, anything that has to do with the electrical out there, we assist with it. There's constant changes throughout the show. It's like anything else. They build these prior to shipping them out to Cobo, and then when they put them together, it may not be exactly what they envisioned, and we help them tune it in.
Got to make it look good. Bill, what's the difference, the type of electrical work that's needed to support the show, and how do you bring it all in and make it all work?
Well, we have... primarily, we have two different electrical systems that we deal with. We deal with all the power that's required for the lighting, which goes first. You have to assemble the lighting and raise it before you can do the construction on the floor. And then we have power that's required for the displays. After that, after we install the main power to the areas, we install the secondary power on the lighting truss for the lights, in the displays to each of the outlets and lights and whatever they have in the display. The display is essentially, it's like a regular construction project. It's a lot of displays are put together with metal studs and drywall like you'd see in a home.
Mm-hmm. I see a lot of guys walking up in the ceiling. Will those be your guys making sure all the wires are in the right place and all the lights are pointed in the right direction?
A lot of those guys would probably be electricians. Most of the power for the lighting is fed from overhead. They have a catwalk system up in the ceiling. Mike had touched on it in an earlier segment about the changes that they made in distribution. There are platforms now that have distribution in the ceiling that wasn't there a short time ago, which helps us distribute the power to the different areas that are required for the show.
One of those behind-the-scenes things that made Kobo so much better for the auto show.
It really did. It made it a little bit more convenient to get power to the displays than it was before.
So all when you're talking about the lights in the ceiling, all the wires are strung through the overhead areas. You got conduits up there and cable trays for all the big power cables for the lights?
Yeah, we run it's temporary cabling, so we use a hook system along the catwalks. We can also run from a distribution panel or transformer on a platform down to a piece of truss that's part of the lighting rig for the display. Not so much conduit and wire, but a lot of cabling.
Warren, safety's got to be a big issue for your guys, too, working high above like that, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Safety on all our projects is the number one goal for, I believe, all the contractors in Southeast Michigan. For us, we take special care and due diligence with pre-tests for every single activity that these guys are going to work on. You know, it's no longer just a standard safety orientation. It's specific for that work, and that helps keep it fresh, keeps them up to speed. But we have a great safety record. We plan on keeping it. You know, every goal on every project is for the project to be the showcase at the end, not an incident. So we're proud of our safety record, and we're going to continue it.
Man, best of luck. Bill, when does the display start coming all together, and how do you manage all the power once the show gets open?
The displays start the second week of November approximately, because the timing is different for each booth, but approximately November through the start of press. What we do to manage the power once the show is open is we provide support in the event that something comes up. You mentioned earlier refocusing lights or burnouts, things like that after hours. We have to deal with that.
Warren, as an electrical contractor, how do you feel about Southeastern Michigan's construction outlook for the year and the coming future?
It couldn't be better. I've been born and raised here. I came up through the trades. Actually, me and Mike Richards came through the apprenticeship together. So I've seen the good and the bad times here, and it's on an upswing. I mean, the residential down here in Detroit is way overdue. The continued growth of the automotive companies coming back from the 2008. So it just couldn't be better. I'm happy for it, and all the tradesmen I know are thrilled that they can stay home and work.
Warren, before we run out of time, how important is a skilled workforce to a good project?
It's invaluable. What Local 58 brings to the table with the amount of licensed and safety-trained electricians that they can provide us, like Bill said earlier, it could be a swing of manpower from 30 guys to 200 guys from one day to the next. And they can provide those individuals. They come out safety-trained. They come out with licenses. And I don't know if any other organization could provide that in that short of a notice. So it's an invaluable tool for us to have.
Stay tuned for more of Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR.
It's Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. Once again, here's Ken Rogulski.
Welcome back to WJR's Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. Tonight we're talking about the 2017 North American International Auto Show and what it takes to bring it all together at Kobo Center. And the man who is in charge at Kobo, we welcome Claude Molinari, General Manager at Kobo Center. Claude, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and Happy Auto Show.
Thank you, Ken. All the best to you, and good evening.
Good evening. It's beginning to look a lot like Auto Show. What's going on there right now?
Well, we're very busy planning and preparing for the show. The food and beverage team is planning nearly 2,000 specific meal functions, and all of our event service associates are going over the logistics of managing what's the equivalent of four shows in one. And we're busy with our crews are now working 24 hours a day in Kobo Center, and it's a very hectic time.
Yeah, but it's the time that you kind of look forward to, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt. This is, we're working on Auto Show pretty much all year long, and it's great when we're getting close to it. There's a real energy and an excitement that is, and again, this is the, I would many magazines and authorities consider this to be the number one trade show in North America, and we certainly do, and we're very proud of hosting it here in Detroit.
You know, Claude, you guys over the years have had many upgrades. Cobo almost looks like a brand new facility. How have the upgrades added to the auto show experience?
I'll say the Transform Cobo Center provides our guests with a world-class facility. Improvements to the parking garages, food courts, public spaces, both interior and exterior, are top class. The Detroit Regional Convention Facility Authority did a fantastic job of reimagining this iconic venue, and the show benefits from that. In addition, the technology upgrades at Cobo are state-of-the-art, and we just finished a $2 million upgrade of the Wi-Fi internet, and our guests are going to see such fast speeds on their Wi-Fi and their streaming while they're at the auto show that they're going to be very impressed.
All right. How important are skilled trades, and especially the electricians, to the success of the auto show every year?
The complexity of this show is bar none the most complex, the most difficult show to pull off. And some of these companies that are, you know, the main OEMs are holding these major press conferences where they have 15 minutes where really it's no exaggeration that the eyes of the world, certainly the business world, are on them during that time frame. We could never pull it off without the super skilled trades that we have here at Cobo. And I have to say that our electricians are probably, and it's not hyperbole, the best in the business. What they're expected to do are far beyond what normal electricians are going to see out in the field or even in the most complex work environments. These events here that are going on, these press conferences, these press events, the public shows that we do, the array of conferences during this auto show are really unbelievable, and these guys and gals just do a fantastic job of putting it together.
It is some kind of show to see. Claude, what are some of the new things at Cobo Center that folks will notice when they come to visit the show for the public show this year?
Well, one of the first big things is that there's a new event. As part of this event is the Automobility Show, which is about autonomous driving cars, and all the major manufacturers and 50 startups are going to be in part of this. Additionally, there's going to be an outdoor test track, and on Charity Preview, there's going to be the Beach Boys concert, which is a new event this year. From the facility side, we're working on expanding our parking facilities, and we're opening up Hall E, which is on the river level. We're adding a 30-foot by 16-foot wide-open door so that people can flow through much easier. It's a much more attractive aesthetic in that area of the facility.
You know, there is one cherry on the sundae for Cobo, and it's the electronic wall. It's right above the main front doors, right over the freeway as you go in. What impact has that had on your facility?
I can say that the marquee to the building has been a game changer. The visibility provided by this to our shows is significant beyond even we can imagine. During the summer and when we had outdoor events, we were actually using the video board as the backdrop for events where people were showing their video and giving information about the event during the time, presentations as it were. It was a really fantastic piece, and I think it's such a differentiator. So many facilities are now contacting us from all across the country asking, how do we do this? How do we put it together? What's the, you know, what was the impact? So it's really made a difference. And again, I love it. As I walk down Jefferson westbound towards the facility, I'm always like, oh, that looks pretty darn cool.
I mean, you've got two of them. You got one on the corner of Washington and Congress, and you got the big one right over the freeway.
Exactly, and it's sometimes I'll see, you know, when we go to like to a pink or a light blue color, it lights up the city in this beautiful, you know, glow, and we get so many positive comments about it, and again, it's just really great for people to see what's going on at Cobo Center, and to see, you know, when many times I'll be walking around the city and our friends and neighbors will ask us, hey, I see this is going on at Cobo, I see that's going on, it's really fantastic, and because a lot of times our events are bringing people from around the world. And if it's not a public show, it's not as much about the local residents to see. It's about bringing people from all across the country to use their discretionary dollars and spend it in Oakland, Wayne, Macomb, Detroit, the state of Michigan. And so it's been fantastic for us.
Now, this display over the freeway right in front of Cobo is massive, and it's almost like a TV quality, a high-density TV quality picture. Could you put TV pictures on this thing?
Well, we do. We have videos on that just recently. We're running actually a Pure Michigan promotion right now, and it's the technology is top class, top in field. It is, if we were of a mind to do so, we could show movies on that and do it as a drive-in, but I don't think that would be good for traffic.
That would be one big drive-in. Do you know if they will be shooting video, displaying video on that board for the Car and Truck of the Year Awards for media previews?
We are intending on doing some of that. Certainly, if not for the NACTOY event, then it'll be at other parts of the show that we will be showing live footage of the event.
You know, with all the upgrades at Cobo, it does look like an entirely new facility. It's not the same Cobo that you remember as a kid. How's the convention business for you guys? How's the event business for you now that you've got a whole new building to show off?
Well, I can tell you that since we started here in 2012 with the new authority taking control of the facility, business, the number of events is up by 38%, and gross income, you know, revenue derived from the events that come here is up a staggering 146%.
Wow.
So business has been rapidly improving. We're seeing great results. You know, and as the city of Detroit and Southeast Michigan is coming back and really the perception is changing that this is a happening hip city and a place to be, it's driving more business to our facility. And we're seeing all kinds from large association business to corporate business. And it's just been fantastic. And again, we're seeing it in the numbers. Things have really improved and our bookings are way up.
It sounds like it. What are the next big initiatives for Cobo Center for 2017 and beyond?
Well, we're still going to be doing some renovations. We've got some restrooms in the exhibit halls that are from the 1980s, and we're catching up to them. We're going to transform all of them and make them as beautiful as parts of the new transformed center. And then naming rights is on the horizon. We've put out an RFP for firms that would help us in assisting that, and that's really the next big piece of the pie here, where we go out to the market and see if there's a strong appetite to have naming rights for Cobo Center.
Quickly, before we run out of time, any ideas who might be in the running, in the lead?
No, not at this point. You know, it's all speculation at this. We're working towards narrowing it down. But I think it's going to be it's a long process. I imagine that it will take the better part of a year, if not longer, to negotiate this process.
Claude Molinari, General Manager of Cobo Center, thank you for joining us tonight. This has been Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Ken Rogulski. Thanks for joining us.